With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Heavy snow and high winds are combining to make travel difficult east of the Rocky Mountains in northern Montana. The National Weather Service issued a blizzard warning for the Rocky Mountain front east of Interstate 15. Up to a foot of snow is forecast Wednesday and Thursday in Cutbank, Conrad, and Shodo, while wind gusts are forecast to reach 45 miles an hour at St. Mary, where up to 2 feet of snow could fall. Just south of the Blackfeet Indian Reservation, Ponderay County recommended emergency travel only on U.S. Highway 89 through noon Thursday. Elsewhere, strong winds toppled trees and power lines in the Flathead Valley, knocking out power for about 2,000 customers Wednesday. Gusts up to 50 miles an hour were forecast Wednesday. Officials report several crashes along Interstate 90 west of Missoula. A federal appeals court has upheld previous rulings against Montana authorities in their effort to collect millions of dollars in taxes and penalties from the co-founder of the exclusive Yellowstone Club. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday that the Montana Department of Revenue lacked legal standing to file an involuntary bankruptcy petition against Tim Blixeth as a way to recover the money, noting other creditors have withdrawn from the case. It sent the case back to the bankruptcy court to determine if it should be dismissed. Blixeth told the Great Falls Tribune that he feels like, quote, there is justice in America, unquote. He said he planned to seek damages from the state for hundreds of millions of dollars and punitive damages for the destruction of evidence. The state was receiving the opinion and didn't have an immediate comment. A 24-year-old Haverman who was convicted of a 2017 aggravated assault is charged with beating a fellow inmate to death in the Hill County Jail in Haver. A deliberate homicide charge was filed Tuesday against Jesse Shane Valdez in the death of Gordon Cochran. Charging documents say Valdez told investigators he was acting in self-defense. Montana authorities have said a 6-year-old girl who was struck by a car while exiting a school bus remains in critical condition. The Flathead Beacon reported Tuesday that the Olney Fire Department said the girl has suffered widespread brain damage. Authorities say the girl was getting off the bus northwest of Whitefish when a vehicle traveling about 25 miles an hour struck her. Whitefish Mountain Resort is planning on adding another ski lift and additional runs to a portion of the mountain next year. The Flathead National Forest issued a draft decision Monday that found the project had no significant impacts to the hell-roaring basin. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
A portion of Whitefish Mountain Resort sits on National Forest land, and for the last year and a half, the resort has been working with the Flathead National Forest to expand its operations in the current permitted boundary. The project would allow the resort to move one chairlift in the Hell Roaring Basin on the western edge of the resort and to add another lift as well as additional ski runs. Resort spokesperson Riley Palumbus says the project would improve access to the area, which is currently dominated by more difficult runs.
It'll still be pretty challenging terrain, I think, but it's certainly going to open it up a little bit more and allow more people to enjoy that area.
The project is still in the midst of a 45-day objection period. The U.S. Forest Service will need to respond to any objections before it issues its final decision. Barring any major snags in that process, work on the mountain could begin by next spring. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Heavy snow and high winds are combining to make travel difficult east of the Rocky Mountains. A foot or more of snow is forecast Wednesday and Thursday from Glacier National Park east to Cutbank, Conrad, and Shodo. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.